Vail Resorts reported net income for third quarter of the year was $292 million. That income is up $36 million from the previous year. Season pass sales through May for the upcoming ski season were up approximately 9% in units sold during the same time frame last year. Here's Vail Resorts CEO Rob Katz.
Our Colorado, Utah, and Tahoe resorts experienced strong local and destination visitation throughout the third fiscal quarter, supported by favorable conditions across the western U.S., which also allowed for an extension of the ski season for select resorts in Colorado and Tahoe.
The lodging revenue increased 16% for Vail Resorts. The report credited increase in lodging at Park City Mountain Resort as a contributor to that third quarter increase. Katz mentioned plans for improvements at PCMR.
At Park City, we plan to transform the Tombstone Express area with a new permanent Tombstone barbecue restaurant and the new four-person over an outlift that will provide a quicker, more direct route for skiers and riders to access Canyons Village from the center of the resort.
Vail also credited the third quarter growth in part to the acquisitions the company made this fall, including Okemo and Mount Sunapee resorts in the northeastern U.S. and Crested Butte in Colorado, as well as Stevens Pass in Washington. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.